Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio for Mexicali and Imperial Valleys. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. And our phone number here at the station is area code 760-337-8874.
Whoa. You better reload that program. It's degrading.
I know.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk About It.
By the way, this is Scott. This is Maria, and he is Scott.
Yes. Hi, good morning. New listeners, that's our names. Long-time listeners, I bet you already knew that. hey, I got a new jingle. How about wellness worth listening to? Is that cool? Because lately people have been coming up to me and rolling up on me and saying, I caught the show today. It was a great show. Who was that guest? They were fantastic, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm like, wow. So.
Somebody is listening to
us. Hey, yeah.
Good morning to everybody that's listening to us.
You think we are like really self-esteem people, but no, actually stuff like that makes a difference in our lives. Anyway, so thank you, and we'll bring it to you today, too. We got Loretta Granillo in today. She's a social worker from Department of Social Services, Children's and Families Division, Child Protective Services.
Yes.
You have to work 5 years in the county before you're able to remember that much. Lots of training.
Better involved. Known as CPS.
Better known as CPS, not County Properties Services.
That's true.
The other CPS.
It's the Child Protective Services.
Child Protective Services. Yep. Now, you know, probably, I don't know, 25-30% of the listeners just had like a little twinge of fear hearing that. But you guys aren't really that scary, right?
We try not to be.
I mean, we've got you locked in kind of a protective cage thing.
Well, here's the reality. You said that 20%, you know, have a 30% got a little cringe or like, oh, you know, fear. And then there's the other part that, no, it's not the fear, but the not hatred, but just the dislike of CPS because of, you know, of our, why are you invading into my life? You know, that whole government.
Like a trip to the dentist, only worse.
You know, like a government thing. Your government's not going to tell me what to do with my kids.
Civil libertarian.
Yes.
Nice. I like it.
Exactly.
It's a political, year, okay?
The most people in the world.
Well, we do try to work with families. We try to judge them based on what each and every individual family. A lot of people sit there and think, oh, well, you go out and remove kids that don't need to be removed. And then we get the calls also, which are, you didn't remove these kids and they need to be taken.
So there's never any pleasing anybody, yeah. Is there?
It's difficult. And we try to judge each and every family based on what's happening in their family at that time. And some of our decisions are made on the history that we have with the family, whether we've offered the family services before, whether it was what type of services we offered the family, mm-hmm. whether it was a voluntary program, whether it was a court program, a court-ordered service that we had to do. So we base it on a lot of things. It's not like we just go out there and, okay, this is what's happening in this family. We're taking these kids.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm reminded of the urban legend that McDonald's was using earthworms to make hamburgers, right? I mean, it was like a big story, and everybody was like, oh, my goodness.
I don't remember that
how
one.
How gross is that? And
was that?
I'm old, okay? So this goes way back. Anyway, the bottom line point, as you ended up and did research on this, was that earthworms cost like $8 a pound. They're very expensive. And so, no, McDonald's wasn't doing that. I think the same thing applies to you guys in terms of removing kids.
Yeah.
Urban legend, you can't remove the kids, all of them, because it would be too expensive. It would cost beyond the service capacity of Department of Social Services, period.
Oh, heck yeah.
So removing children isn't your...
It's a last resort.
Exactly.
The only time we will remove kids is if the kids are deemed in danger and we are not able to put a safety plan in place to be able to keep the kids at home.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.